This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I wasn't trying to be any more difficult than I usually am. I just understood the caller's point. There are some questions with this Lions defense, and for him, that's why they're not on the same tier as the Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, and Ravens.
Yeah.
For those who are just waking up, we've been having that conversation. We'll get to the Pistons here momentarily. But the thought here is those four teams are on another level than the Lions. Agree or disagree, the books have set that way. All four have higher win totals. All four have better Super Bowl odds. They're more Super Bowl favorites than our Lions. And we said, why is that?
I think there's going to be a whole lot of old bits that come up. It's going to be Jared Goff because of the way that the season ended against Washington and the turnovers. And the number one reason they did not win. There's a lot of reasons, but that's the number one reason. The other one is going to be, and it was brought up on Twitch just a few moments ago, Lions have to actually play outside this season. I mean, when does that actually go to bed? Because
when they win a January cold, snowy playoff game. Because you're right, they've answered some of those questions. They've won in Green Bay with rain and snow the last few
seasons.
They've
won in Chicago.
Yeah, well, caliber of opponent.
I agree, but it's still, I mean, you're playing outside.
Yeah.
And I mean, those are all, but I do believe that's all part of the conversation. It's coordinators, it's quarterback, it's playing outside, it's the tough schedule, it's the division. Like all of those things put together just say, we don't really believe the Lions can do it again a third year in a row where they can actually be a good team.
The Lions fan opinion is they'll be healthy, therefore they're a Super Bowl contender. I don't think they're the Super Bowl favorite because, well, you look at the offseason and it's a lot of like just kind of holding ground. Hey, we got it. We're plugging the gap in the middle of the D-line with Aleem out. And long-term, they could be a hell of a one-two punch. But short-term, we're plugging a hole. We took a guard in the second round to plug the hole of losing Zeitler. We still don't have the hole plugged opposite Aiden Hutchinson, but we know that's not really a concern for Brett Holmes. They are kind of just holding serve. So I would put them in the same level. I just didn't see enough to put them ahead of these other teams.
Yeah, they didn't take a giant jump. There was no Saquon Barkley signing like the Eagles had a year ago.
And it ultimately was one of the things that propelled them to a Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah.
But their big need is more costly than Philly's addition.
It's understood. Quick phone call, then Pistons. Jim in Ann Arbor, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking the call, guys. Love the show. Just weighing in on the conversation here, I guess, looking at their schedule, they have a really tough schedule this year in my eyes. They're playing Kansas City. They're playing Philly. They're playing a lot of playoff teams from last year. So, to me, I don't have confidence they're going to get back to 15 wins. And I think because they have less wins, they're going to be going into the playoffs in a worse position. So, yeah, just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that. I think that, for me, is a compelling reason. I think that their rankings they make sense to me right now.
So, I mean, I always look at it from a different perspective, too. When you say, hey, they have to play Kansas City, they've got to play Baltimore, they've got to play all these teams, those teams all have to play the Lions.
Like, yeah, exactly. I mean, and the Eagles have a very tough schedule, too.
They have to play the Lions, don't they?
Yeah, and they do have maybe two bottom feeders in their division, depending on what Dallas does. They're always a wild card in terms of exactly how good or bad are they? I mean, I don't think they're a Super Bowl threat, but I think last year got a little out of control for them, maybe spun a little downward more than will this year. But, I mean, in the end, it's like the surprising thing about this 10.5 number to me is I'd be pretty surprised if this team went 10-7.
Me too.
Unless they were severely injured again or there's some dynamic that
which you could say about any team.
Exactly. You know, so that's the thing about this. Like, it seems like 11-6 should kind of be there.
Is 11-6?
And I'm not getting to the schedule game. People overplay it. People go through the schedule and they pick who's going to win at home, and they're going to pick all the road games.
We'll do it in 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. And then you end up being surprised by the games they win and lose.
What's it take to win the division this year?
12?
Because I don't think it's has to be 15 again. I don't think the Vikings are a 14 win team.
I think 11 might do it. And again, they've got to play the AFC North. The entire division does. They all have to play those teams. Last year, I think the division record was jaded by playing the AFC South. The NFC North dominated the AFC South last year. So it's probably swayed. That, nobody's saying 15, though.
But take one or two off or three. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay, so look, I can see a world where they go 11-6, but I think that's the worst.
And you'd still be over where they've set this line.
Like, I think if I said to Jim, I think you're probably at 12-ish right now.
Yeah, give or take.
And I can see a world where that's 11.
Yeah, sure. Where something happens in a game you should have won, and I mean, that's football. For this team to win 10 or less, 10 or fewer, I'd put them on the same tier of these other teams.
I'm curious. When we do the schedule game in 2 weeks,
yeah.
Obviously, last year I was a few games ahead of you.
Yeah,
I was on the 14-win bus. Are we going to do it rock, paper, scissors style?
For who goes first?
No. We're going to go rock, paper, scissors, and we're both going to shout out our...
Oh, yeah, let's do
our
that.
Win total at the same time.
Yeah, and then we'll go through all the games and all this stuff. Yeah.
Because I don't want you to piggyback on my end. I'm on the 13-win bus if I go 12. Yeah. Very late in the season, I might add.
Pistons tonight. Let's stop cheating them. Game 6. The mood. We'll collect these ticket texts and we'll spend a lot of time on them today. But, John, the mood going into Game 6 tonight, is it anxious? Is it nervous? Is it, hey, you're grateful just to be here? What's the mood?
I don't like the grateful just to be here feeling. So it's never that, because they've earned the right to be here. They don't have to be grateful just to be here. I think there's some anxiousness involved because they've been able to win 2 playoff games, but they haven't been able to win a playoff game at home. And I think there is a feeling going into this one like, that's kind of the next step. You would think that would be a step they would accomplish before the 2 road playoff wins.
Including a close elimination situation that they avoided.
Right. And so I think there's an anxious feeling thinking, you know, okay, as fans, we want to see a playoff win at home. We want to force a game 7, but it's always come down to one possession at the end. And is this a game where Cade can do it twice in a row? Because he hasn't done it twice in a row yet.
All these games have been close. I can't tell you with any certainty the Pistons are winning tonight because all the games have been close, and they haven't won at home.
Are the officials going to steal it from them again?
There's always a question of how the series is going to be officiated. I'm not putting game 4 all on the officials. We did that earlier in the week, but the officiating does play a factor in how fouls are called. Whether you have a Sar Thompson out there at the end of the game,
it's determined who's up 3-2 versus down 2-3.
Yeah. Look, it's up for grabs tonight. The way I view it, I'm not nervous. There's a bit of a house money element here.
Oh, so you're playing with house money, so you're just happy to be here, glad, you know, lucky to be here.
I wouldn't say lucky to be here, but if they lose, what's going to be the, am I going to feel like, boy, I don't feel like the Pistons rose to the occasion? No, I'll feel like they more than acquitted themselves competitively throughout this entire series. I'll feel like they progressed and moved the organization forward. I'm not calling it a moral victory, but I think we'll look at this season as a success, even if they lose tonight and don't win a single home playoff game, which speaks to the growth that we could even say that. I think I'm looking at this, kick my feet up and hope that they, I don't want to hope, root like hell that they get this done tonight and then put everything in New York, put that place into a pit of anxiety. I want to see the Knicks squirm more than anything else, and I think the Pistons can do it to them.
I think that might be a better way to put this is, okay, you may have some anxiousness, there's some excitement, there's anticipation, but I think the nervous feeling is all on the other side. Even though they're up 3-2, they've got to be a little bit nervous coming back to Detroit, even though they've won 2 games here, of thinking, gosh, it's really hard to finish out a series. And we're learning that from the underdog status. It's really hard to finish out a series when the series has been so contentious, when it's all come down to one possession, because the Pistons do have nothing to lose. If they lose, then everybody that was picking nationally was right.
Yeah, they got it right.
So I think all the pressure is on New York right now.
Texter, this is Joe in Ann Arbor. When it comes to the Pistons, I'm super excited for tonight. That's how I define it. I'm not scared, knowing that one or two of these games in the beginning of the series could have gone the other way. It could easily be Pistons 3-2 right now. I think they can win the next. I think they can win, but the next round is a whole different story, Joe in Ann Arbor. Yeah, I mean, this is the last series I think they would win.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Boston's a buzzsaw waiting on Monday for whoever gets out of this.
Yeah. I don't even want to discuss that yet. Like, I don't want to discuss game 7.
Yet.
No, that's for tomorrow.
Win tonight, win the series. 248-539-9797.
Win tonight, stave off elimination.
Okay. We'll collect the ticket text. We'll open up the phone lines. We have a busy hour, though, so guys, bear with us. We've got the two Grand Slam, 725, and Dear John at 735. It's 97.1.
Hey, a personal injury of any sort is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Okay, there you are. Listen to this. John Elway, you might have been following this story, is now mourning the death of his longtime friend and agent, Jeff Spurbeck. Spurbeck died on Wednesday after he fell from a moving golf cart 4 days earlier. So Elway and Spurbeck, along with other members of their families, were leaving this stagecoach, this music festival, a party. And that's when he fell from the golf cart. He hit his head on the pavement, and he suffered a traumatic brain injury. Elway was driving the golf cart at the time. He has released a statement saying that he is absolutely devastated and heartbroken by the passing of his close friend. He said there was just no words that he could even use to express his profound sadness and how he is feeling. And, of course, he gave his deepest sympathies to Jeff's wife and his children. It's such a tragic story.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I can only imagine what Elway is feeling being the driver of it.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't know what happened.
You feel awful.
Right. Like, was it my fault? Should I have been driving slower?
Even if it's not your fault, you'll think about the things you could have and should have done.
You will maybe, I'd blame myself for everything. You know, that's how I would be, is that, you know what? I shouldn't have been driving. I shouldn't have done this. We should have done something differently. It's just such a tragic story.
Yeah.
This story is wild. A fan attending the Pittsburgh Pirates and Chicago Cubs game last night is in critical condition after falling from his seat in the right field bleachers onto the field at PNC Park.
It's so bizarre.
Right, like, because we don't know exactly what happened yet. He was obviously sitting in his seat. He looked like he was in the front row right there at the bleachers. And then he fell about 21 feet onto the warning track. This was at the bottom of the seventh inning. Play was stopped for about 10 minutes as medical personnel rushed to his side. Another fan jumped onto the field as well. I don't know if he was friends with this guy or not. He was carted off, taken to the hospital, and as far as I know, is in critical condition.
You see the video, and it's from afar, so you can't tell if he's really standing up or sitting down. It looked like he was sitting down, and then it almost appears like somebody hit an eject button. And he just flies over the rail. It's hard to imagine what happened.
No one's pushing him.
It didn't look like it.
Wasn't reaching for a ball.
And the rail is there to prevent this. You have to
actively.
Yeah, and I don't know what happened. Was he overserved? These are questions I have. Did he want to jump? That seems silly that you'd want to jump from that high up. When you watch that, it's awful.
It really is. Well, Bill Belichick is speaking out following the viral, awkward CBS interview that involved, obviously, his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. And Belichick said that he clearly communicated with his publicist that any interviews he would be conducting would be based basically only on the book he is promoting, right? So he said that was clearly stated. Then in his statement, he says, unfortunately, that expectation was not honored during the interview. I was surprised when unrelated topics were introduced, and I repeatedly expressed to the reporter and the producers that I preferred to keep the conversation centered on the book. After this occurred several times, Jordan, with who I am in both a personal and professional relationship with, stepped in to reiterate that point to help refocus the discussion. He went on to say that she was not deflecting any specific questions or topic, but simply doing her job.
So CBS has come out and said that they did
personally
not agree.
Or professionally.
Wow, that's a great point, John. They have claimed, CBS, we agreed to none of these terms.
Yeah.
We were going to ask any and all questions that we felt were appropriate. And
right.
I actually do think the relationship is fair game because he has said she is the creative muse. Well, then I want to know how that inspired certain things in the book, and you are relevant for this conversation.
And it wasn't a weird question.
No.
I mean, it was a question we all already know the answer to, but maybe hoping for like his side of the story, right? Like we knew they met on an airplane, on a flight.
Right.
But it was just, it was altogether strange. And man, the fallout from this, it's everywhere, right? Like so many more reports of how involved in his life and his job she actually is.
It's crazy. So cringy. It was hard to watch the interview. You kind of had to force yourself while you were squirming in your seat because of the person we know as Bill Belichick prior to meeting his now girlfriend and being a Super Bowl winning coach to what he is now as a college football coach, which the position really doesn't have anything to do with it. But it just doesn't seem to align with what we knew from Bill Belichick for a couple decades.
Yep. All right, guys, as I finish up my news, I want to remind everyone that this is the time to call in to play the two Grand Slam. This is your chance to win $2,000. 248-539-9797. Give us a call now. Let me finish up real quick. Michael Bolton, he and his family are opening up about his battle with brain cancer. I didn't realize this story. This is the first I actually read about it. In December of 2023, the 72-year-old singer was diagnosed with this aggressive form of brain cancer. He had surgery then to remove a tumor, had more surgery again in 2024. He says he has finished radiation and chemotherapy, finished that in October. And he did say in his most recent scan, everything was clear. However, he has like intentionally not received a prognosis because I guess this type of cancer is very likely to reoccur. It has like a 90% reoccurrence rate. So hopefully he can stay healthy. But it's messed with his short-term memory, his speech, his mobility. And he is now saying, I think what everyone would say, battling cancer or surviving cancer, is that he has this heightened sense of appreciation for life.
Yeah.
And he's asking himself, is he doing the best that he can do with the time that he has?
Yeah, I saw the headline. I didn't realize he was going through all that either. It's
me neither.
It's scary. You're rooting for the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Heather with the news. Time for the two Grand Slam. Two Grand Slam. 10 questions. You get them all right, you get $2,000. For each correct question you answer, you get $25. You'll have 60 seconds. You can pass. Use your time effectively. John.
Yes.
You got the questions this time.
I do have the questions this time, and it's going to be interesting because this is a tough one. And following on the heels
of
that.
You jinx people.
What
we have?
Well, we'll see what happens. Who do we got today?
Greg is in the process of getting that person ready for us. Oh, here he is. Okay, Jason in Romulus. Jason, we had you the whole time. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, we're excited. Have you played before? Do you know the rules of the two Grand Slam?
Yes, I played when it was Stoney and Bill's two Grand Slam.
Oh wow, that's a few years ago.
It's a throwback
Thursday.
It's
been a while. Yeah.
There you go.
So the clock will begin as soon as I start the first question. Here we go. Who is the president of basketball operations for the Detroit Pistons?
Trey Langdon.
Where did Carl Anthony Towns play in college?
Pass.
Who played Dale in the movie Step Brothers?
Riley. His last name is Riley.
Churchill Downs is located in this Kentucky city.
Pass.
M1 is also known as this avenue in Metro Detroit.
Pass.
The Washington Capitals eliminated this team last night.
Pass.
The Los Angeles Lakers were eliminated by this team last night.
By Denver.
This band had the 1998 hit Whiskey in a Jar.
Pass.
The Detroit Lions drafted this player in the first round last week.
Wilkinson.
Well, that would be wrong, but yeah. It's,
I got you at two?
I got you at two as well. So, dang. Yeah, it was. I knew it was going to be a tough one. It was a rough one, and there's a lot of passes in there.
A lot of passes.
It just wasn't in your wheelhouse.
Nope, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, Jason, thanks for calling. Thanks for playing. Let's go. Stay on hold there. We'll make sure you get your $50. That's what you get for two right.
Yep. And let's get through this. We got to nine questions. We can give people the answers. He started off one for one. The general manager of the Pistons, or the president of basketball operations, is.
Yeah. Did he go short name on that?
Trey Langdon.
He went Trey Langdon. Yeah. Trajan. Yeah.
Karl Anthony Towns played where in college?
Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Who played Dale in the movie Step Brothers?
Yep. He nailed Riley, the last name. John C. Riley is his full name.
Churchill Downs located in this Kentucky city.
That'd be Louisville.
M1 is also known as this in Metro Detroit.
Come on, man. Woodward. Obviously never been to the Dream Cruise.
Well, can I admit I didn't know Woodward was M1? I know it is Woodward. I didn't know it was M1.
Again, it's just another confirmation. We're not really sure you're from
here.
He
didn't know it. I don't think most people know that.
Gov.
Oh, I'm getting a glare.
Gov. I mean, come on.
I'm getting a glare.
Woodward.
I think I've more never heard people it know M1. It in Metro Detroit than don't, but I don't think it's by a huge percentage. That's just kind of my first read on it. Young people don't care about stuff like that. They just care. They got their M22 sticker so they can let you know they've been there.
Right. Yes. Yes. The yes. Washington and Woodward does not. I don't think any part of it actually travels through Livonia.
It does not.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess maybe so I guess it's outside your city limits.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Jeez. It does go through Royal Oak where I currently live. So I probably should know that. The Washington.
How's your EV travel on M1?
Travels fine on Woodward. The Washington Capitals eliminated this team last night.
That would be the Montreal Canadiens.
Not jokes on them. They made the playoffs, but they didn't get very far.
You've been saving that one.
Lakers were eliminated not by Denver, but by the Timberwolves. The 1990 hit Whiskey in a Jar is
Metallica.
By Metallica. I'm surprised you didn't have an AC/DC guest with them in town. Yeah. The Lions drafted this player in the first round last week.
He said Wilkins?
Wilkinson, yes. I think.
Wilkinson, yeah. It was. It's Tyreek Williams.
Tyreek. Yes, and we were very generous with the two we gave him. We got $50.
Mm-hmm.
Next chance to win is next Tuesday. It's 97-1. Got a bunch of ticket tags, thoughts on Dear John. A lot of fix the mirror. Talk Pistons as well. Open up the lines. Want to know your mood for tonight. Are you anxious? Are you nervous? Are you excited? Is it house money and you're kicking your feet up? Just grateful to be here. We'll collect those phone calls. 248-539-9797. Ticket texter says, there's a whole section of mothers-to-be cards at Hallmark and other card stores to help the first guy out.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It doesn't surprise me. Yeah, I think you should.
People saying you should not get a Mother's Day gift while pregnant because you're jinxing the pregnancy. We got one ticket text that says that. Another one
if
echoes
you believe
it,
in jinxes.
Says don't celebrate when you're pregnant for your first child. It's a jinx. Do not do it.
I mean, do you believe in jinxes?
I don't.
No, I don't either.
Some guy's got a no-hitter going. I think they should let you know on TV. Yeah. So if you're passively paying attention, you get it. I don't worry
just
about
don't
jinxes.
Just don't invite Costa to your delivery.
Okay, well.
Bad luck.
Man, Jansen, you're getting screwed on Mother's Day and Father's Day. LOL.
That's, come on, every dad knows that.
Guys, I've had an old plasma indoor TV on my patio for the last 4 years with a cloth cover. Still works fine. 55 inches. It's like $200. You can get five for less than one outdoor TV. JoJo and Macomb.
Yeah, I mean, they're never going to say TVs are disposable, but it would... If you got one of those, you know, $300 TVs, it would, and you just threw it away at the end of the year, you could go 5 years before you would have to actually pay for one outdoor TV.
Guys, the same thing. They're so damn cheap now. You don't need a $5,000 outdoor TV. Get a $20 or $200 50-inch TV. Cover the patio. You'll be fine. Bring it in the winter when you're not using it.
Well, covering the patio is a completely different expense.
Yes. As if, like, he says it like it's so easy. Like, like you're going to walk out with an umbrella. Here you go. TV's covered.
Get your awning that comes out, the RV awning, put it on the side of your house.
Could you imagine a nice October night watching Tiger playoff baseball, an outdoor TV with a little campfire going? Can't imagine it gets better than that.
No.
Playoff baseball, or what I think is football season, right? October, November, being out there.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah. I mean, it's watching the you're not going to watch it. It's not going to happen while you're watching, but the color that you get from from being in a beautiful fall in Michigan.
Ticket Texter says a 76 Mustang is not a classic. Gail on Charlie's Angels drove one. Well, how long ago? Charlie's Angels? If something happened in Charlie's Angels, it's been long enough that it could be a classic.
It's a classic,
at this point.
Yeah. I mean,
I did think you could have extended the joke by calling it a 1957 Mustang.
Good point.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, if you're going 76 Mustang Cobra, now we're starting to talk
now we're
something
cooking.
Worth it. Yeah.
Why don't we call Brad and tell him to fix the mirror with duct tape? Okay. And John is the only person that calls streets by their government name.
M1, M10.
We had multiple texters. I saw this that said that they also have lived here their entire life and did not know Woodward M1 are
so
synonymous.
I understand not knowing, because we had it on Tuesday as well in regards to the 94. What was the what's
Ford's
the
freeway?
Ford, yeah. But so I get that, but Woodward, that to me is that's no pun intended, the one in Michigan that you would know.
Yeah, I mean, and I just don't. It's if you haven't driven Woodward that much, I get it. But those signs are plastered all over the place, and it's a long road.
Yes, it is. Yes,
it's not the same as that, though.
It's a spoke. Comes right out of downtown.
I mean, the thing is, the Bronner's billboards are all over the country. M1 isn't advertised in other places. By the way, you kind of scoffed at that duct tape joke. I thought you'd love that on Brad.
Why?
Fixing the mirror that came off with duct tape is the equivalent.
I don't want him to fix it with duct tape.
Yeah, but that's just taking a shot at Brad with
Is Marcus Davenport duct tape? Is that his nickname?
Yes.
I got old duct tape on the other side.
It's China doll.
Yeah, duct tape would imply that you can.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it at
super
least.
Super glue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gorilla glue. Yeah.
What's Hendrickson?
Trey Hendrickson?
We don't need two.
We don't need two. Stop we got it. One. It's working just now. Why are you so mad that we have Aiden? We got one great mirror. The mirror is the best mirror you could have. All right, we're going to talk Pistons. We got phone calls, ticket text, 248-539-9797. We got a home game tonight. Stave season continues. It's 97.1.